Chapter 10. Verse 2. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Verse 3. Go. I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Verse 4. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals. And do not greet anyone on the road. Verse 5. When you enter a house, first say, peace to this house. Verse 6. If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you. Verse 7. Stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. Verse 8. When you enter a town and are welcome, eat what is set before you. Verse 9. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, the kingdom of God is near you. Verse 10. But when you enter a town and are not welcome, go into its streets and say. Verse 11. Even the dust of your town that sticks to our feet we wipe off against you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God is near. Verse 12. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Verse 13. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. Verse 14. But it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. Verse 15. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? No, you will go down to the depths. Verse 16. He who listens to you listens to me. He who rejects you rejects me. But he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. Verse 17. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Verse 19. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Verse 20. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Verse 21. I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. Verse 22. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Verse 23. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. Verse 24. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. Verse 26. What is written in the law? How do you read it? Verse 28. You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. Verse 30. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. Verse 31. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. Verse 32. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. Verse 33. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. Verse 34. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn and took care of him. Verse 35. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, And when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Verse 36. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? Verse 37. Go and do likewise. Verse 41. Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things. Verse 42. But only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.